This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood, where you can get a 2020 Corolla LE, lease it for $159 a month, sign and drive $289 a month, get on down to 1841 North State Road 7 in Hollywood, Toyota of Hollywood.
Thank you. to feel the team that doesn't have a good defense with a lead. You guys know which rookie is playing his ass off and doing so much and doesn't get done with attention. Right now you're Brandon Cooks. Another draft pick. It's nice. Think about this. It's nice to have a lot of draft picks, and then it's even nicer to have a bunch of them. Because that turns your team around with any quickness. That is awesome. You know? That's why I think they're 3-3 in their second year in the sixth game. And they're in second place already. That's why. Because they've hit on a lot of picks. They've turned things around with a quickness. I've told you for many years, it's not where you pick, it's who you pick. And if you know what the hell you're doing, you're going to find players all throughout the draft. You're going to find them in street free agency. You're going to find them in trades. You're going to find them in free agency. And that's what the Dolphins are doing then. And that bandwagon for the Dolphins next year is going to start getting loaded up. It's going to be ridiculous. All those friendly mirrors that used to like, I'm sick of the Dolphins. I don't watch them anymore. Now they're going to be glued to the tube and watching and all of that. And I think it's going to be the best part about all of this is for people like you and me. Because if you're watching this show, you're hardcore. If you're downloading this show, you're a hardcore. You're the kind of Dolphin fan that doesn't back away from the team because they're 1-15. You may complain and make bitch, but you're like me. You may complain and bitch, but we're watching. Funny, right? We're watching the preseason, we're watching the regular season, we're watching all the way to the end. We want to find out about mini camps. We want to find out, we're watching every draft pick, and then when we go after that, then we want to find out the list of free agents that they signed. We may not know most of them. Maybe we may know one or two of them, but we want to find out who they are, just in case, because they might become players. You know, that's what we do here. You know, that's the kind of fans that are usually downloading this show. It's definitely the kind of fans that usually are watching the show. I can guarantee you that. It's nice to have that kind of love and passion for the team, because you and I, when we're in Cleveland celebrating and enjoying another great draft, and we're singing the Dolphin Fight song around the Great Dan Shula's bust, that is. And in the following year, when we're watching our team go to the playoffs, and eventually when we see them go to the Super Bowl, we're going to enjoy all of this because we've been through the real hard times. And Lord knows when they put us through the ringer in the last 20 years. We've been put through hell and back the last 20 years. It almost feels like you're married to the old lady from Obama from the train. If that's your wife, that's pretty bad. But that's kind of what it feels like the last 20 years. So all of this now for me, that's why I guess I am sick and twisted and say I'm excited about the new start. I'm excited last year when they tore the entire team down because I knew that there was now some hope. And even as low of a point as it was, I felt hopeful at that point. And sure enough, it's paying off. And it's going to be that way. It's going to be awesome. I would think the first two again will be one of the most viewed games like in 20 years. Yeah. Ricky Williams, bro. I've already put the list up. Last 25 years, it's Jimmy coming back to Miami. Okay? And training camp, and people wrapped around the fence, and they had to tear down the green screen so people could actually see practice. It's Ricky Williams coming to Miami getting traded, and the dreadlock demon taking the field, and now two. Okay, post Shula, the three most exciting moments, most anticipated moments, most viewed moments of Dolphins football is Jimmy, Ricky, and Tua. And I think this will be number one. I think Jimmy was number two because we thought he was going to bring Dallas to Miami. And then Ricky, we thought he was going to be the piece of the puzzle we needed with
most anticipated moments in Dolphin history in the last 25 years. That's it right there. I don't know if you could put another one that would knock any of those three down. What's happened? Not Parcells. There was hype for both, but not like Jimmy. Definitely not like Ricky. And certainly nothing like Joe. Whole different ballgame. It was a day I was excited. I was out there in the playoffs. We were going to Pittsburgh, and then they kicked the ball off. Right? I don't want any around me during that game. I'll be screaming with five TDs. Sweet baby Tua will throw five. Jets, I mean, it is dysfunctional. production at its finest. The Bills, obviously, have got a killer defense. And I think they're going to wreak havoc on the Jets' offense. I don't buy Sam Darnold. I don't care that he's coming back. I don't buy Adam Gase, who's coaching Sam Darnold. I'm actually going to lay the 12 points. I think the Bills win easily by 14 or more in this game. I really don't. I think they pick up at least 10 points on defense. At least. On the turnovers, they will get 10 points easily. So, you throw that in there with a couple of touchdowns, and I don't think the Jets are going to be scoring a lot. I got the Bills winning comfortably on the land of 12 on this one. San Francisco is at New England. The return of Jimmy Garoppolo to Gillette Field had to take on his former team and his former head coach and the quarterback that was campaigning to get him out. Unfortunately, he's not there. But Jimmy will be able to take it out on everybody else. And I'm going to go San Francisco plus two. I told you, I don't buy New England. I don't buy Cam Newton. I don't think their talent is that special. I know that Bill Belichick is a damn good coach, but you can only go so far if you don't have the guy up and out. I think they lose. But I'm going to go San Francisco plus two because New England is favored by two. So I'm going to take the points. I'm going to take plus two. I think San Francisco wins on the road. I think Jimmy Garoppolo gets a little sweet revenge on his former team and beats the New England Patriots. Seattle is favored by three against Arizona. And Arizona is a team that is kind of intriguing because they're not consistent. And I know that Kyler Murray is fun to watch and he's a hell of an athlete. I just think Seattle is a better team. And 3 points is kind of the borderline. If it was four, I probably would even stay away from this game. But I'm going to go with the three. Okay? It's low enough that I think they can win by four or five, or maybe even six. I don't want to take the chance of giving any more than that. Because, of course, Arizona can make it interesting. But I think Seattle will do enough to win. And they'll help you win by those points. And pick up the victory, so I'm going to go Seattle. Minus three against Arizona. I'm going to go San Francisco plus two against New England. I'm going to go Bills minus 12 against the Jets. I'm going to go Washington plus one against Dallas. So I'm going to go with two favorites and two dogs this week. Let's see, before we get to the keys to the car, this is a good year to watch him perform and see if he can lead this team to the division. That's impressive. And listen, as long as he wins more often than not, as long as he plays well, I'm all right. I don't know what it will lead to if it leads to the playoffs or not, my friend. But I just want to see him play well. That's all. Miami Kid Teddy says the trade for Fitzpatrick here in Dallas has picked up some steam. They got a lot of talk desperation. That's all. If you're Miami, I don't think you want to trade him. I don't think it makes any sense. I think you need him around. And just in case if something happens to Tua, Fitz can still give you hope because you'll lose the team knowing that they have no quarterback. And knowing that you traded the only option you could have got. Excuse me, I don't think that happens. I just don't. I think that's more talk on the Dallas side because they're desperate. Now, here's where I'm going to put it out of my control. And say where Miami Kid J by some slim hope you could be right on this. If Dallas is wanting to do something extremely stupid, like what Bill was talking about, a third round or a second round or something like that, and you're Miami, it behooves you to do it. It's kind of like the Laramie Tunsil thing. We don't want to trade him. Right, we'll give you a second round. Now you know we really like him. Well, we'll give you a first or second. And we'll give you another second. Okay, let's go. You know, that kind of stuff. If they want to go to an extreme, that's ridiculous. And if you're Miami, you got to do it. Because remember, it's a bad team. So it's a high draft pick. Okay, and there's a good chance Philadelphia still wins that division, though, because they probably have the this quarterback left. Maybe God left, that coach left on the floor. So Dallas would end up giving you a high draft pick. But to kind of play off of that, they got to be high to give you that pick in the first place. But Greer is the trade whisperer. Yes. Thank you. is still going on, $750 off. Folks, that's why we tell you all the time to come on down to 15601 Pines Boulevard, just off of I-75 and Pines, the 2021 TLX. And you can get financing as low as 1.9%. And, of course, we've got it also at $399 a month. So come on down here, man, to 15601 Pines Boulevard. Tell them that Big L sent you. Come see Larry Salisbury. Right now, so Tony Stanford, all the great people out here, they will take care of you at Greg Zane's Acura in the Plains.